For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. NATO diplomats were dumbfounded at the annual summit in Brussels as President Trump came out brawling in his first public comments. Trump accused NATO ally Germany of being a captive of Russia and called members of the alliance delinquent in their defense spending, insisting they increase it immediately. The top Republican in the House, Speaker Paul Ryan, didn't criticize the president, but he did come to the defense of NATO.
NATO is indispensable. It's as important today as it ever has been.
He says he agrees with President Trump that alliance members aren't contributing enough for defense. Asked about the president's comment that Germany is captive to Russia because of the oil and gas pipeline, Ryan sidestepped the issue, saying he believes it's wrong to criticize the president when he's overseas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The founder of Papa John's, John Snatter, has resigned as the company's chairman of the board.
You always get a great deal more with Papa John's.
The pizza chain came under controversy after Snatter reportedly used the N-word during a media training exercise. According to a report in Forbes magazine, Snatter not only used the N-word in a conference call with a marketing agency, but also reflected on his days growing up in Indiana, where African Americans were dragged behind trucks to their death. Croatia beat England in the World Cup semifinal in extra time, and that means Croatia advances to the final for the first time. England scored first, but in the 68th minute of play, Croatia tied it at 1-1. Then late in the second extra time, Croatia scored the go-ahead goal. England was unable to even it up again in the last few minutes of play, and Croatia celebrated. They'll face France in the final on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A new reality TV show debuted last night. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A new reality TV show will help contestants pay off their student debt. The show is called Paid Off, and it's on True TV, and it hopes to highlight that many young Americans and college graduates are struggling to pay off their education loans. Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He talks about the idea of this show on Fox Business.
It's a great idea. I mean, who wouldn't love the opportunity to have a game show where someone else take care of all your student loan debt? The reality is very few people are going to make the show or even win that opportunity. So there is no student loan fairy. You're going to have to take care of this yourself. We've got 44 million Americans that have student loan debt to the tune of almost $1.3 trillion. So we've got a student loan epidemic. It's a big deal. And so people need a path. They need to know what can they do, because you can't bankrupt student loan debt. It's not going to go anywhere. So the way to deal with it is to attack it. And I tell people, I know it can be a big dollar amount, but if you sit down and make a budget and start to look at this and start to pay more than the minimum payments, I promise you, you're going to make progress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Navy says it will allow its servicewomen to sport longer hairstyles, such as lock hairstyles or rope-like strands, along with wider hair buns. And women will now be able to wear ponytails while in uniform as well. Navy officials say it will make the Navy more inclusive. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.